Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Cole Blugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, March 24th. Occasional thunderstorms with heavy rain and isolated reports of hail have been moving through the upstate Midlands and parts of the PD this afternoon. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says a second round of downpours is likely overnight, and that could trigger flash flooding and gusty thunderstorms in parts of the state.
A front dividing warm and humid air over the low country from chilly, rainy weather over the rest of the state is acting like a roadway in the atmosphere. Another disturbance over the Mid-South is going to move along this front tonight, giving primarily the upstate and the northern Midlands enough rain to potentially trigger flash flooding. I expect most of the weather to move offshore by mid-morning Wednesday.
Ray says 2 to 3 inches of rain with locally higher amounts are likely over the upstate near to Rock Hill, with significantly lesser amounts over the low country. Even though the threat of damaging winds and tornadoes is low overnight, he advises South Carolina residents to have a way to receive weather warnings since dangerous weather isn't entirely out of the question. Officials with the Department of Health and Environmental Control announced another 44 cases of COVID-19 in South Carolina, bringing the total number statewide to 342 cases in 36 counties. Individuals with signs of illness are asked to stay at home and not attend public gatherings. South Carolinians are encouraged to monitor for symptoms, practice social distancing, avoid touching frequently touched items like doorknobs and handrails, and regularly wash hands, especially after being in a public place. Public schools across the Palmetto State will remain closed through April, as state officials continue to deal with the COVID-19 virus. Governor McMaster and State Superintendent Molly Spearman released a joint statement today saying if there is any way to safely open schools before then, they will do so. But until then, schools must remain closed to protect the health of South Carolinians. A new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation paints a stark picture of intensive care beds in U.S. counties. Scott Morgan breaks down the numbers for South Carolina.
The report shows that 12 of South Carolina's 46 counties have no intensive care unit beds. Those counties have a combined population of 542,000 residents, almost 113,000 of whom are 60 or older. Seniors are considered among the most vulnerable to severe symptoms of COVID-19. State health officials worry that should coronavirus affect large numbers of seniors, hospital systems could easily be overwhelmed. That's especially true in counties not near centralized health care systems in cities like Charleston or Columbia. The largest county by population with no ICU beds is Berkeley. The Kaiser Foundation report cites more than 204,000 residents, almost 37,000 of whom are seniors, would have to be taken to another county. Charleston County has the most ICU beds in the state with 221. The ratio of seniors to beds is also one of the lowest in the state, but it's still 371-1. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Spoleto Festival USA announces the cancellation of its 2020 season, the first time the festival has canceled an event in its 43-year history. The event was scheduled for May 22nd through June 7th. Organizers say they will be contacting all who have already purchased tickets to the 2020 season. Ticket holders can elect to receive full or partial refunds or to donate the value of their tickets to Spoleto Festival USA. An upstate diagnostics lab plans to roll out thousands of COVID-19 tests after getting federal approval. Greenville News reports Premier Medical Laboratory Services received FDA approval to perform tests for hospitals and physicians' offices. Vice President Michael Conroy says the test yield results in 24 to 48 hours. He says right now PMLS can do 1,000 tests a week, but the lab wants to ramp that up to 28,000 per week in the next 3 weeks. Moving on, the U.S. Court of Appeals will hear South Carolina's case to collect $200 million in fines from the federal government because of plutonium stored at the Savannah River site. The Aiken Standard reports the oral arguments for the case are scheduled for May 5th. And the accolades keep coming for USC women's basketball coach Dawn Staley. The Women's Basketball Coaches Association today named Staley Coach of the Year. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.